Saint Cunegunda,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have our Mass for the poor souls in purgatory, as we do each month. And we sing today our Lenten Mass, but with some special prayers and hymns for the holy souls in purgatory. Children, you who are up here in the front, did you ever wonder who that saint is? The queen who's holding a church, and she's got the other hand sort of out like this, and she's in the corner, and she is a saint that the Polish loved very much, but she wasn't Polish. She was German, or really came from Luxembourg, and her name is Saint Cunegunda. That's a funny name. I was going over that with Darlene today, and I had her say it three times so she could say it correctly. Saint, it's hard to pronounce, Cunegunda. It's a curious name, isn't it? She was a wonderful saint, and she lived about 1,000 years ago, and she's a wonderful example to us in remembering those who are poor or less fortunate. And of course, you think especially of today, the poor souls in purgatory. She was raised by her parents, who were from the royal blood, to be very devout, and so she was. As a young lady, she was given in marriage to Saint Henry, and Saint Henry would later on become the Holy Roman Emperor. As the queen, she had a lot of power, and she had a lot of possessions, but she used her power for good, and all of her possessions she would give away to those who were in need. You know how people always talk, and then sometimes they spread stories, and even ugly stories and accusations, rumors and things like that. Well, that's what happened to Saint Cunegunda, and the wicked tongues were speaking against her. And she, because she was innocent, and to prove her innocence, God worked a miracle for her, which was known as the trial by fire. And so she said to the king, "Your Majesty, I am innocent of all of these lies against me, and I have prayed to God, and now I will do the trial by fire." And so what happened was that the plowshares, which would be big iron things they would use to open up the earth for seeds in the spring, plowshares were heated to become red hot. And then she, having prayed, walked barefoot over these red hot iron farming implements. And nothing happened to her. She was perfectly safe. God worked this miracle to show the purity and the truth of the holiness of this queen. And from then on, the king never listened to any stories against her again and esteemed her very much. When the king died, she became a nun. And even though she had hardly anything left, she still gave that away for the poor. One time, she was in the monastery with a niece of hers whose name was Jutta or Judith. Well, Jutta was a princess, and she had been raised and trained by Saint Cunegunda, just as Saint Cunegunda had been trained by her parents to be very holy and virtuous. Only she wasn't, because sometimes it just doesn't work out. Or sometimes we're bad, aren't we? And then we have to get punished, get a correction. Well, even though they were both nuns, and Saint Jutta was in charge of the monastery on account of being a princess, and she had all of the authority, she didn't give a good example. She wasn't following the rules. She was always the first one on time for meals, but she was always late for church, things like that. Bad example. And Saint Cunegunda was very worried about her niece. She was just a humble member of the monastery because she didn't want to be in charge because she was so humble. But she put her niece there, but she wasn't doing a very good job. Well, push came to shove, and one Sunday, instead of coming to Mass, she and some of her friends and some of the other young sisters were having a big breakfast, and they didn't even come to Mass. Well, Saint Cunegunda was very angry at this, and rightly so, and she corrected her niece, and then she slapped her on her face very hard. Well, she had it coming, and she knew that she did, and she never forgot that. And so that she wouldn't forget it, they say that you know how if you were to get slapped, you would get a red mark on your face? And sometimes it's even the shape of the fingers. It never went away. For the rest of her life, she had that mark on her cheek as a reminder to her of what her, her aunt had taught her and how she must take care of her duties as a Catholic and as a nun. She never forgot that slap, but that's what she needed, and then from then on, she behaved herself. It's a sad thing to think, children, sometimes that there are children who don't think anything of missing Mass even on Sunday, and sometimes grown-ups do too, and they use one excuse or another, and it's just because they're lazy and they don't want to have the trouble, and they don't come to Mass. God would be very merciful if he sent someone to slap such a person, because that's what correction is for. So we change our ways instead of being so bad that we lose our souls and go to hell. But today we're praying for the souls in purgatory. Those are the ones who, as it were, are being slapped by God, not to change their ways, it's too late for that, but in order to be punished and purified of their sins, called the temporal punishment due to sins. Probably there are many souls in purgatory, children, who were very careless about Mass, or maybe they misbehaved when they went to Mass, and they would need someone like a Saint Kunigunda to help them out or to pray for them. And that's the idea of the story that we have in today's Mass from the Book of Kings in the Old Testament. It's a story of the Carmelite prophet, Saint Elias. And one day, Elias was told by God to leave the Holy Land and to go up north to a place called Sidon near the Mediterranean Sea because there was a drought in the Holy Land. There had been no rain for a long time, and nobody had anything to eat. Well, the drought hit the pagan countries too, where he was told to go stay. And as he's entering into town, he sees a poor widow woman, and she is gathering some wood. And he says to her, "Oh, could you please bring me a cup of water?" And she said, "Yes, I'll get that for you right away, sir. But just let me finish gathering my wood. I'm going to make a little fire, and we only have a little bit of food left. I'm going to make a little loaf of bread for my son and myself, and after that, we'll just die because we have no more food at all, but I'll get you your water." And then he says to her, "Well, that's good. Get me my water, but I tell you what, make me a little loaf of bread too. Well, she didn't know what to say to that, but she obeyed him because she could tell he was holy. And the poor widow woman did exactly what the prophet told her to do. So he made a hearth cake. It was like a sort of a bun or a roll for him first. And he ate it. And guess what? Because she obeyed God and God's prophet, there was plenty of food left, enough dough or meal left to make many loaves of good nourishing bread to last them all through the time of drought because she took care of the poor and she was obedient to God. Children, if we're generous with others, whether it be the poor souls in purgatory who do need our help or whether it be those who are poor in this world, for example, if somebody forgot lunch, I always say, and you gave them part of one of your sandwiches, wouldn't that be a nice thing to do? If we're generous that way, God will always provide for us. Let's hope that none of us ever need to be corrected so severely as was the niece of Saint Kunigunda, but let's thank God for the times that he does send us correction, because sometimes we forget the important lessons of life, and it's better to learn those lessons now than to have to take care of those things in the fires of purgatory. God bless you. Always be generous to the poor, including poor souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.